At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Gil. Thanks for listening to our Beating the Book feed. We really appreciate it. I know I do. Did you know that on top of the podcast, I also do a daily show called A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network? That show is also its own podcast, and you can find it by searching for A Numbers Game wherever you get your podcasts. We did something on the show this morning that I think you'll like, and I wanted you to hear it. Take a listen.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Turn a loss into a win with BetMGM, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Place the same game parlay wager with at least four legs on any MLB game. If all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back and bonus bets up to $25. Only at BetMGM, the best place to bet on baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 and over or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, Nevada, and New York. Skill Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. Real quick before we get off Ohtani for a second. Ohtani leads the majors in homers and RBI. And oh, by the way, is hitting 300. Angels team leaders, Joey Tunes, put this out. Do you notice anything? You notice a pattern here?
Ohtani, every category.
Runs, hits, homers, walks, RBI, stolen bases, average, OBP, slugging, OPS, wins, ERA, strikeouts. Oh, by the way, he's also a pitcher of some repute, you may know. And by the way, shout out to Joey Tunes. Not only Matt Brown hitting on Wyndham Clark, but Joey Tunes, 92-1. He posted his tickets to the tune of 92 large. Is that good?
There you go.
It's pretty good. I'll save the tweets. We got a bunch of tweets, but let's get into basketball because I don't want to push it anymore. So Bradley Beal, after a career in Washington where he played for no other team and seemingly was one of these guys, Kelly, where I'm always like, well, I love Bradley Beal as a player. I love him as a person. But if you keep signing with Washington, what does that say about your desire to win a championship? That was always my thing with him.
I think that's a fair statement that I think the vast majority of NBA fans and people probably even in the league wondered about.
I think all of that is pretty conventional. Well, he had a no trade, but apparently he is ready to go to Phoenix. And so the Wizards and the Suns have made a deal. Bradley Beal is headed to Phoenix, and the Wizards get a ham sandwich. Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, multiple second-round picks. I'm told it's 6 second-round picks, which is just, you know, what are you going to do with those? Can you, and by the way, multiple trade swaps. Can you turn Chris Paul into a late first? I don't know, maybe. As he's rumored to perhaps be headed to the Clippers or someone. And so in the end, the Phoenix Suns' odds to win the title drop from 9-1 to 6-1. They're the third shortest shot. We got plus 650 at DraftKings, to be exact. They're shorter than the Bucks. Only the Nuggets and Celtics are shorter than the Suns. And Kelly Bidlin, I'm here to tell you that from the first second I heard this trade, I was nonplussed. Because to me, first of all, I mean, we can get into the Wizard side. The Wizard side of it where, yes, they got him for a ham sandwich, but at least they got that contract off of their hands. And they get to rebuild for real now.
I understand for a lot of people out there. It's one of the hardest things to understand about the NBA, but this is how trades work. This is a salary dump
100%.
Opportunity for the Wizards. It's an opportunity for the Washington Wizards to completely hit the reset button.
Yes.
That's all it is.
And there's nothing worse than being in NBA purgatory where your ceiling is to be you know, maybe win a first round playoff series at best. The 1980s Washington Bullets with Jeff Ruhlin and Rick Mahorn were always 40-42. They would eke into the playoffs. They would try to eke a playoff. You could never win a championship. This team's not even that good.
You and I talk about that all the time at the NFL, right? It's the same thing. If you're stuck in that middle, like it does nothing for you as a franchise.
And basketball, I would argue, is more straightforward even, right? Because it's just you either got the talent or you don't.
Right.
So from the Suns' perspective and the cut championship odds and all of their odds being cut, Kelly, I don't see it. I don't see it. One, they just traded for Kevin Durant and mostly sapped themselves of all depth. And we saw how it went. They had two amazing games against Denver in the postseason where Devin Booker went off, so they were able to win two games. But it's not like they flirted with beating the Nuggets in a best-of-seven series. And now, what you're essentially doing is you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, hey, you know that thing we did with Kevin Durant? We're going to do it again and really sap the rest of our depth. So now we've got Devin Booker, KD, and Bradley Beal. By the way, I don't know who's bringing the ball up court. Because if you're going to make Devin Booker do that, that's going to take away from what Devin Booker does best, my humble opinion.
It's Book. I think that's the plan.
And right now you have a grand total of five players under contract. KD, Book, Bradley Beal, DeAndre Ayton, and Cameron Payne. That's it, those five players. So you're essentially taking your strategy of we're all in and doubling, that didn't work, and doubling down on it now to a ridiculous extent. And I don't know that Beal is a complementary part in the way that that team needs. So I like the notion that this number went down, I'm not making a single dollar's wager on this team.
Yeah,
and I love Bradley Beal, but I just don't get it.
I like him too. I think there's a lot. Okay, this is what you're going to see going forward. The Phoenix Suns are absolutely not done. Like we just saw, there's five players under contract currently. They will be actively shopping DeAndre Ayton this summer. The problem is they just signed him to a max contract a year ago. How many people are going to be running out to trade for DeAndre Ayton out there? I don't know how many suitors they're really going to get. That would be the opportunity for the Suns to add some depth that way. Outside of that, we are talking the old Miami Heat days of, 10 years ago, but much worse situation because of rules in the league now of veteran minimum salaries, rookies. Like, these are the guys that are going to be filling out the rest of the Phoenix Suns roster. So then if DeAndre Ayton leaves, like, size was already a problem for you. So maybe Ayton stays and you have another bloated contract and you've got size, but like, who's your point guard? Who's defending on the perimeter? So much is going to be asked of Devin Booker and Kevin Durant now defensively. I don't know. It's crazy. I think the other thing real quick to bring up about Bradley Beal, and you know this as well as anybody, Gil, like this is a guy when he came into the league, there was a lot of excitement because this guy was a great two-way player. The defense has kind of fallen by the wayside as his career's gone on. If he can get back to being a good defensive player, like, okay, maybe that makes a much bigger deal. In 2020, the dude averaged over 30 points a game. That's great.
31.3 points per game 2 years ago.
Past two seasons, he's played 90 games, and he's averaged 23.2 points in each season.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to be someone out there that tells me even at the age of 29, 30, that Bradley Beal isn't the same player as he was a few years ago, I can't really argue that. I can't really argue that. Now, or what is the counterargument? That he's been just kind of lazy playing in Washington the past couple years? You getting excited about trading a player for that?
Well, his true shooting percentage, just to make a bigger picture of it. Yeah. True shooting percentage, 593. That did match his mark from back in the 2020-21 season. So efficiency-wise, he's good. But his salary is already the fifth largest in the NBA. Only Steph Curry, Embiid, LeBron, and Jokic have higher salaries. This is we're talking about coming into this coming season. To be specific, that's over $50 million a year. But here's you touched on this briefly. Oh, here with Keith Smith. After they acquire Beal, the Suns will have nearly $750 million in guaranteed money on their books for Beal, Ayton, Booker, and KD. These four players combined for $723 million+ in guaranteed salary through the 2027-28 season. But you touched on it briefly there, and I don't want to gloss over it, Kelly, which is you said, oh, by the way, the last 2 years he's played 90 games. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just talk about Beal, Booker, and KD as a trio, because this is their new big three. Beal, the last 2 years, as you said, 90, 40 games and then 50 games. Booker, 68, then 53. This is after the Tankapalooza years where he had the mysterious hand injury, which we all know and love. KD, the last 2 years, 55 and 47. So let's count that up. Boop, 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 boop. That's 313 total games. 313 total games out of, what is that? That's over, you know, over 500 possible games. So basically, they're running at, you know, 61% possible games played.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a, listen, they're not Zion, which we'll get to when we talk draft, but it's, they're not exactly Cal Ripken Jr. either, or Michael,
no,
or Michael Jordan, to use the basketball equivalent.
And if you have one, I mean, one serious injury, like this team is, I think they're toast.
Bro.
We're running out of time anyway. It's too early. Is this team now better than they were yesterday? Yeah, they are. They are. I'm not gonna say they're not. Bradley Beal makes them a better team. You can't fairly judge this trade until what we see what this team looks like when they start playing October.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be so much they're gonna add.
And you're right that it would seem like they would have to trade Ayton. Ayton, who in that series against the Suns topped out in a few of those games at like 14 points on really efficient shooting and 9 boards.
Problem is, because I think he's kind of a bust, and everybody knows it.
He was the first pick. He was the first overall pick in the draft, the Tankapalooza year. So, is that enough of a security blanket that you have to keep DeAndre Ayton 14 points and 9 boards at best against Jokic? The answer is probably no, and you gotta get bodies. So he should probably be on the move. But as you say, who wants him, and what would they actually pay for? But I don't get the betting move on the Suns. I really don't. Coming back, a little college baseball break. Brad Porras joins us next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.